The federal government is trying to dump more of the cost of the Hiawatha line onto the states. Illinois has again frozen the size of its subsidy for the service. Some Republican lawmakers don't like Governor Jim Doyle's plan to have Wisconsin pick up all of the slack. If the two states can't reach some agreement, there's talk of service cuts or fare hikes, even though the Hiawatha is setting new ridership records. The Hiawatha that pulled into Milwaukee in mid-morning brought some people who don't want to pay more to ride the train. Pedro goes to school at Marquette University in Milwaukee, but spends $40 round trip to get to and from his Chicago home every weekend.
Well, higher fares are always, you know, difficult to take, especially since they're raising high fares and like L services all throughout Chicago as well. So I wouldn't take that too nicely.
The thought of higher fares for Hiawatha also doesn't please people headed to Chicago, like first-time rider Charlene of Milwaukee.
Well, if they're more expensive, I couldn't handle it. Some people have money, some people don't.
But a Milwaukee woman who takes Amtrak to Chicago once a month for her job says there is flexibility in her budget and travel schedule. Jones says she could adjust to some changes in fares and departure times.
You know, I think the fares are very reasonable, and so if they don't, you know, escalate the fares too bad, it's not, you know, wouldn't be, you know, hard to take. But in reducing the, you know, I don't know what are the, I only take this 1050, and, you know, and it's pretty crowded, so, but I don't know about the other options. So I suppose maybe those that aren't so crowded, they could always reduce.
Right now, the Hiawatha train makes 7 round trips between Milwaukee and Chicago, Monday through Saturday. There are 6 trips a day on Sunday. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.